Time for a deep dive into the one issue that matters most in a capitalist democracy, money. This is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of the Maggie Dawn Show and the Patriotic Millionaires. Now, let's start talking money.
What is up, Wisconsin? How you doing, everybody? I'm so excited to have the OG of the PMs, my very first guest on this segment, Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, Morris Pearl. He's the board chair of the Patriotic Millionaires, worked on Wall Street for a long time. He was a director at BlackRock. He's written a couple of books about how to restructure our economy so that it works for the middle class. One of those books is coming out this December. It's called Pay the People: Why Fair Pay is Good for Business and Great for America. Morris, just before the break, I wanted to ask you to clarify a little bit. I asked you if someone's listening, and I should make this clear, if someone's listening and they work for a living and they're thinking Donald Trump's good for me, what do you say to that person?
Well, first of all, Donald Trump is a lot better for the rich people and the high income people than it is for the people who are actually working for a living. I mean, sure, you may be doing okay, but a huge amount of the wealth of our country has been shifted from the people who are working to the people who are investing and owning businesses and companies. I mean, I can say it's that the tax cuts that took place in 2018 are very good for me, but that's not what I'm voting based on my own personal benefit. And I just to clarify, having a high income is one thing, being rich is an entirely different thing. People can get income going up and up and up, and they pay more and more and more taxes. And our tax system could be more progressive, but it is kind of progressive. But the really rich barely pay any tax at all. Yeah. I have a lower tax rate on my income than you do.
Yeah.
And it's because we only have an income tax in this country. And if you're really rich, you don't need any income. So we have to make fundamental changes if we actually want rich people to pay taxes. And it's not just raising their tax rates. It's changing the way we run the tax system so that people who make money pay some part of that money in taxes. And we don't have this narrow definition that income means money from your paycheck.
Yeah.
That gets deducted every week.
Income is anything that increases your wealth by a dollar, and why we treat different dollars differently continues to be a mystery to me. I want to take out one of our callers here, Morris, because I think they queue up one of the questions I wanted to ask you. Hey, Billy, what do you have for Morris? What was your comment or question?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Referring to your conversation about, you know, people having difficulty keeping up and the kind of idea of monopoly employers. You know, I'm not working for the corporate overlords. I'm in public education, but, you know, I don't know if everybody understands that because of Act 10, you know, teachers can ask for, districts can give up to the consumer price index.
Yeah, so what Billy is asking for, I just want to jump in here to translate because Morris might not be familiar with Act 10. In the state of Wisconsin, we limited public employee unions to only be able to bargain for a cost of living increase. The general question that Billy points to is what role does organized labor play in fixing this problem of how wage earners, those that work for a living, are treated?
Well, frankly, it should play a bigger role than it actually does. Just as an employer can say, oh, I'll pay what the market rate is for this labor. Well, the employees should be able to say, we want to be paid the market rate for our labor. And there's no reason why unions, which are just groups of employees bargaining together collectively, should have more constraints than employers have. I think that unions need to be able to bargain on behalf of their members and make the same demands for a group of members that an individual can make for his own employment.
Yeah, the restrictions around public employee union bargaining in the state of Wisconsin are draconian, to say the least, right out of the billionaire handbook in this case. A follow-up question. What is the proper role? What role should the government play in fixing this imbalance between corporations and workers, both from a wage labor perspective and a tax perspective?
Look, when a worker applies for a job with a big store like Walmart or an airline or a big company that makes cars or something, generally they're told what the wages are for that job and they can take it or leave it. And because of the size of the employer and the employee has very little bargaining power, but having a union can make the difference. A union can go to the worker, then go to the employer and say, we represent all of the employees. And then they have more or less equal a bargaining power. One employer, one group of employees. And unions should have more of a role. They used to. And frankly, America, a lot of Americans were doing a lot better back in the day when unions did have a much bigger role.
Jack from Merrimack, be quick. We only have about a minute and a half left. What's your question for Morris?
Well, you hear people that are not in favor of tax and the rich saying, but you're trying to redistribute wealth. Well, isn't it true? We are already redistributing wealth. It's just...
If you could, Morris, we've just got a little bit of time. Thanks, Jack.
Yeah, I mean, a huge amount of wealth has been redistributed since the 2017 tax laws from people who work for a living to the very wealthy investors. And yeah, I would like to see a little more distributed towards people who work for a living, people who spend their money, people who buy stuff, people who contribute to the economy, as opposed to just people who want to sit there and watch the balances in their accounts get bigger, which doesn't really help the rest of us.
Just to put a fine point on my most fine guest's concluding statements here, remember, in 1973, the top 1% took home 9% of this country's income. But today, the top 1% take home 26.5% of this country's income. That's the redistribution of wealth away from working people to the billionaire and multi-millionaire class. Thanks so much, Morris. It is always a pleasure to see you, my friend. That's going to do it for today's installment of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Dom Salvi and I are going to tear it up when we come back after these brief messages. You're not going to want to miss Speaker Mike Johnson on ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Dom and I discuss.
Thanks, Maggie.
Thanks, Morris.